often feel close. But those same plans somehow made anything more than temporary between us seem impossible. It was the first time I'd ever had the feeling of missing someone I was still with. The waiters in the Pilsen wore short black jackets over long white aprons. They were old men from the old country. We went there often enough to have our own special waiter, Rudy, after a while. Rudy boned our trout and seasoned our salads, and at the end of the meal, he'd bring the bottle of creme de coco from the bar, along with two little glasses and a small pitcher of heavy cream. And he would make us each a King Alphonse right at our table. We'd watch as he'd fill the glasses halfway up with the syrupy brown liquor, and then carefully attempt to float a layer of cream on top. If he failed to float the cream, we'd get one for free. Who was King Alphonse anyway, Rudy? I sometimes asked, trying to break his concentration. And if that didn't work, I nudged the table with my foot so the glass would jiggle imperceptibly, just as he was floating the cream. We'd usually get at least one on the house. Rudy knew what I was doing. In fact, serving the King Alphonse has been his idea, and he also suggested the trick of jarring the table. I think it pleased him, though he seemed concerned about the way I'd stare into the liqueur.